And it isn't until patients are at high risk for tumor lysis or they have spontaneous ongoing tumor lysis and an elevated uric acid that we would consider them appropriate for resbiricase. And we would use resbiricase in those situations. I think it's debatable whether or not you need to give both resbiricase and allopurinol. Resbiricase probably is sufficient to get them through the initial period of tumor lysis. So it's not essential that you use allopurinol if you've considered or have initiated treatment with resbiricase.
When you do utilize resbiricase, how exactly do you go about using it? Is it usually just one dose?
So the studies are weight-based dosing, which is probably more resbiricase than one would need. So we have guidelines at our institution that we follow. We don't follow weight-based dosing currently at our institution. It's a flat dose. We give a flat dose of 3 milligrams or 6 milligrams. Depending on how high the uric acid is. And we give one dose and then monitor, and we'll redose if the uric acid rises again. So it's not multiple doses automatically. It's one dose and then monitoring and redosing. And it's usually the first dose is 3 milligram flat dose.
Any tolerability toxicity issues at all with resbiricase?
So with resbiricase, it's contraindicated in patients with G6PD deficiency. So that's the main concern. Will you typically check patients for G6PD deficiency? And that's been, in my experience, really the only issue. The blood needs to be drawn. There's a special drawing for patients who have gotten resbiricase to measure uric acid levels. So that is an additional component.